And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted, and became into four heads. And Arphaxad lived after he begat Selah 403 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Selah lived after he begat Eber 403 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Eber lived 430 years, and begat Peleg. And Eber lived after he begat Peleg 430 years, and begat sons and daughters, with Chedorlaomer the king of Elam, and with Tidal king of nations, and Amraphel king of Shinar, and Arioch king of Elasar, four kings with five. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Lord, hearken unto me. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that betwixt me and thee? Bury therefore thy dead. And Abraham hearkened unto Ephron. And Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver, which he had named in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current money with the merchant. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided the children unto Leah, and unto Rachel, and unto the two handmaids. And it shall come to pass in the increase, that ye shall give the fifth part unto Pharaoh, and 4 parts shall be your own, for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your households, and for food for your little ones. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep, and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox, and 4 sheep for a sheep. And thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners thereof, and 2 rings shall be in the one side of it, and 2 rings in the other side of it. And thou shalt make for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings in the 4 corners that are in the 4 feet thereof. And in the candlestick shall be 4 bowls made like unto almonds with their knops and their flowers. The length of 1 curtain shall be 8 and 20 cubits, and the breadth of 1 curtain 4 cubits, and every one of the curtains shall have 1 measure. The length of 1 curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of 1 curtain 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains shall be all of 1 measure. And thou shalt hang it upon 4 pillars of shittim wood overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold upon the 4 sockets of silver. And thou shalt make the horns of it upon the 4 corners thereof. His horns shall be of the same, and thou shalt overlay it with brass. And thou shalt make for it a grate of network of brass. And upon the net shalt thou make 4 brazen rings in the 4 corners thereof. And for the gate of the court shall be an hanging of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, wrought with needlework. And their pillars shall be 4, and their sockets 4. And thou shalt set in it settings of stones, even 4 rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. The length of 1 curtain was 20 and 8 cubits, and the breadth of 1 curtain 4 cubits. The curtains were all of 1 size. And the length of 1 curtain was 30 cubits, and 4 cubits was the breadth of 1 curtain. The 11 curtains were of 1 size. And he made thereunto 4 pillars of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were of gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets of silver. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, to be set by the 4 corners of it, even 2 rings upon the 1 side of it, and 2 rings upon the other side of it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings upon the 4 corners that were in the 4 feet thereof. And in the candlestick were 4 bowls made like almonds, his knops and his flowers. And he made the horns thereof on the 4 corners of it. The horns thereof were of the same, and he overlaid it with brass. And he cast 4 rings for the 4 ends of the grate of brass to be places for the staves. And their pillars were 4, and their sockets of brass 4, their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their chapiters, and their fillets of silver. And the brass of the offering was 70 talents, and 2,400 shekels. And they set in it 4 rows of stones. The first row was a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This was the first row. All fowls that creep going upon all 4 shall be an abomination unto you. Yet these may ye eat of every flying creeping thing that goeth upon all 4, which have legs above their feet to leap withal upon the earth. But all other flying creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you. And whatsoever goeth upon his paws among all manner of beasts that go on all 4, those are unclean unto you. Whoso toucheth their carcass shall be unclean until the even. Whatsoever goeth upon the belly, and whatsoever goeth upon all 4, or whatsoever hath more feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, them ye shall not eat, for they are an abomination. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Those that were numbered of them, even of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 54,400. And his host and those that were numbered thereof were 57,400. All that were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and 80,000 and 6,400 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. All that were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,000 and 50,450 throughout their armies. And they shall set forth in the second rank. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 35,400. And his host and those that were numbered of them were 53,400. 2 wagons and 4 oxen he gave unto the sons of Gershon according to their service, and 4 wagons and 8 oxen he gave unto the sons of Merari according unto their service, under the hand of Ithamar the son of Aaron the priest. Each charger of silver weighing 130 shekels, each bowl 70. All the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of the peace offerings were 24 bullocks, the rams 60, the he-goats 60, the lambs of the first year 60. This was the dedication of the altar after that it was anointed. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. These are the families of Issachar according to those that were numbered of them, 64,300. Of the son, all the families of the Shuhamites according to those that were numbered of them, were 64,400. These are the families of the sons of Asher according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. These are the families of Naphtali according to their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,400. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. Thou shalt make thee fringes upon the 4 quarters of thy vesture wherewith thou coverest thyself. Ain, Rimmon, and Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages. Anathoth with her suburbs, and Almon with her suburbs, 4 cities. And Kibzaim with her suburbs, and Beth-horon with her suburbs, 4 cities. Aijalon with her suburbs, Gath-rimmon with her suburbs, 4 cities. Muth with her suburbs, and Ginnon with her suburbs, 4 cities. Helkath with her suburbs, and Rehob with her suburbs, 4 cities. Dimna with her suburbs, Nahalal with her suburbs, 4 cities. Kedemoth with her suburbs, and Mephaeth with her suburbs, 4 cities. Heshbon with her suburbs, Jazer with her suburbs, 4 cities in all. And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in 4 companies. The daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah the Gileadite 4 days in a year. And his concubine played the whore against him, and went away from him unto her father's house to Bethlehem, Judah, and was there 4 whole months. And the chief of all the people, even of all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. And the men of Israel beside Benjamin were numbered 400,000 men that drew sword. All these were men of war. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness under the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months. And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead 400 young virgins that had not known no man by lying with any male. And they brought them unto the camp to Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines. And they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, and every one that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. And David said unto his men, Gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword, and David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And there was yet a battle in Gath, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. And he also was born to the giant. These 4 were born to the giant in Gath, and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the 4th year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the 2nd month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. He built also the house of the forest of Lebanon. The length thereof was 100 cubits, and the breadth thereof 50 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits, upon 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams upon the pillars. And the chapiters that were upon the top of the pillars were of lily work in the porch 4 cubits. He made 10 bases of brass. 4 cubits was the length of 1 base, and 4 cubits the breadth thereof, and 3 cubits the height of it. And every base had 4 brazen wheels and plates of brass. And the 4 corners thereof had undersetters. Under the laver were undersetters molten at the side of every addition. And under the borders were 4 wheels, and the axle trees of the wheels were joined to the base. And the height of a wheel was 1 cubit and 1/2 cubit. And there were 4 undersetters to the 4 corners of 1 base, and the undersetters were of the very base itself. Then made he 10 lavers of brass. 1 laver contained 40 baths. And every laver was 4 cubits, and upon every one of the 10 bases 1 laver, and 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, even 2 rows of pomegranates for 1 network, to cover the 2 bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars. And they came to Ophir, and fetched from thence gold, 420 talents, and brought it to King Solomon. And Solomon gathered together chariots and horsemen. And he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities for chariots, and with the king at Jerusalem. In the 3rd year of Asa king of Judah began Baasha the son of Ahijah to reign over all Israel in Tirzah 24 years. Now therefore send, and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even I only, remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, Why sit we here until we die? And Jehoash, the king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Ahaziah, at Beth-Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim unto the corner gate, 400 cubits. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, 4, of Bathsheba the daughter of Amiel. The sons of Reuben, and the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men, men able to bear buckler and sword, and to shoot with bow, and skillful in war, were 40,730 that went out to the war. Now the sons of Issachar were Tola, and Pua, Jashub, and Shimram, 4. And the sons of Bela, Esbon, and Azai, and Aziel, and Jeremoth, and Iri, 5. Heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies 22,034. In 4 quarters were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south. For these Levites, the 4 chief porters, were in their set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. Of the children of Levi, 4,600. For at Gath, where was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 24, 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot. And he also was the son of the giant. But when he defied Israel, and Joab gave the sum of the number of the people unto David, and all they of Israel were 1,000,000, and 100,000 men that drew sword. And Judah was 430,000 men that drew sword. And Ornan turned back and saw the angel, and his 4 sons with him hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat, of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. And the sons of Shimei were Jehath, Zina, and Jeush, and Beriah. These 4 were the sons of Shimei. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Aziel, 4. The 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maaziah, the 24th to Romamtha-Ezer. He, his sons, and his brethren were 12. Eastward were 6 Levites, northward 4 a day, southward 4 a day, and toward Asapim, 2 and 2. At Parbar westward, 4 at the causeway, and 2 at Parbar. Now the children of Israel, after their number, to wit, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course were 24,000. Over the first course for the first month was Jashobeam the son of Zabdiel, and in his course were 24,000. And over the course of the second month was Dodai, an Ahohite, and of his course was Mikloth, also the ruler. In his course likewise were 24,000. The third captain of the host for the third month was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course were 24,000. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebediah his son after him, and in his course were 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month was Shemhath, the Izrahite, and in his course were 24,000. The sixth captain for the sixth month was Ara, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, and in his course were 24,000. The seventh captain for the seventh month was Helaz, the Pelonite of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The eighth captain for the eighth month was Sibachai, the Hushathite of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The ninth captain for the ninth month was Abiezer, the Anatothite, of the Benjamites, and in his course were 24,000. The tenth captain for the tenth month was Meherai, the Netophathite, of the Zarhites, and in his course were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benaiah, the Pirathonite, of the children of Ephraim, and in his course were 24,000. The 12th captain for the 12th month was Heldai, the Netophathite of Othniel, and in his course were 24,000. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem, and 400 pomegranates on the 2 wreaths, 2 rows of pomegranates on each wreath, to cover the two pommels of the chapiters which were upon the pillars. And Hiram sent him by the hands of his servants ships, and servants that had knowledge of the sea. And they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir, and took thence 450 talents of gold, and brought them to King Solomon. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, being mighty men of valor. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men, and said unto them, Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. And Joash the king of Israel took Amaziah king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth-Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate 400 cubits. 30 basins of gold, silver basins of a second sort 410, and other vessels 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar bring up with them of the captivity that were brought up from Babylon unto Jerusalem. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Aden, 454. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The Levites, the children of Jeshua and Kadmiel of the children of Hodaviah, 74. Their camels, 435. Their asses, 6,720. And offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. Yet they sent unto me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Bezai, 324. The children of the other Elam, 1,254. The Levites. The children of Jeshua, of Kadmiel, and of the children of Hodeba, 74. Their camels, 435. 6,720 asses. All the sons of Perez that dwelt at Jerusalem were 408 valiant men. All the Levites in the holy city were 204. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness, and smote the 4 corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. The horse leech hath 2 daughters, crying, Give, give. There are 3 things that are never satisfied, yea, 4 things say not, It is enough. There be 3 things which are too wonderful for me, yea, 4 which I know not. For 3 things the earth is disquieted, and for 4 which it cannot bear. There be 4 things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. There be 3 things which go well, yea, 4 are comely in going. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the 4 corners of the earth. Yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it, as the shaking of an olive tree, 2 or 3 berries in the top of the uppermost bough, 4 or 5 in the outmost fruitful branches thereof, saith the Lord God of Israel. And I will appoint over them 4 kinds, saith the Lord, the sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read 3 or 4 leaves, he cut it with a penknife, and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. In Elam will I bring the 4 winds from the 4 quarters of heaven, and will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation whither the outcasts of Elam shall not come. And concerning the pillars, the height of 1 pillar was 18 cubits, and a fillet of 12 cubits did compass it, and the thickness thereof was 4 fingers, it was hollow. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard carried away captive of the Jews 745 persons, all the persons were 4,600. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces, and every one had four wings. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side. And they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. Also, thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel, an end, the end is come upon the four corners of the land. And when I looked, behold, the four wheels by the cherubims, one wheel by one cherub, and another wheel by another cherub. And the appearance of the wheels was as the color of a beryl stone. And as for their appearances, they four had one likeness, as if a wheel had been in the midst of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides. They turned not as they went, but to the place where the head looked, they followed it. They turned not as they went. And their whole body, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels, were full of eyes round about, even the wheels that they four had. And every one had four faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of a man, and the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle. Every one had four faces apiece, and every one four wings, and the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings. For thus saith the Lord God, how much more when I send my four sword judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, and the famine, and the noisome beast, and the pestilence, to cut off from it man and beast. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Four tables were on this side, and four tables on that side, by the side of the gate. Eight tables, whereupon they slew their sacrifices. And the four tables were of hewn stone for the burnt offering, of a cubit and an half long, and a cubit and an half broad, and one cubit high. Whereupon also they laid the instruments wherewith they slew the burnt offering and the sacrifice. After he measured the wall of the house, 6 cubits, and the breadth of every side chamber, 4 cubits, round about the house on every side. He measured it by the four sides. It had a wall round about, 500 reeds long and 500 broad, to make a separation between the sanctuary and the profane place. And from the bottom upon the ground even to the lower settle shall be 2 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit. And from the lesser settle even to the greater settle shall be 4 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit. So the altar shall be 4 cubits, and from the altar and upward shall be 4 horns. And the altar shall be 12 cubits long, 12 broad, square in the 4 squares thereof. And the settle shall be 14 cubits long, and 14 broad in the 4 squares thereof. And the border about it shall be 1/2 cubit, and the bottom thereof shall be 1 cubit about. And his stairs shall look toward the east. And thou shalt take of the blood thereof, and put it on the 4 horns of it, and on the 4 corners of the settle, and upon the border round about. Thus shalt thou cleanse and purge it. And the priest shall take of the blood of the sin offering, and put it upon the posts of the house, and upon the 4 corners of the settle of the altar, and upon the posts of the gate of the inner court. Then he brought me forth into the outer court, and caused me to pass by the 4 corners of the court. And behold, in every corner of the court there was a court. In the 4 corners of the court there were courts joined of 40 cubits long and 30 broad. These 4 corners were of 1 measure. And there was a row of building round about in them, round about them 4, and it was made with boiling places under the rows round about. And these shall be the measures thereof. the north side 4,500, and the south side 4,500, and on the east side 4,500, and the west side 4,500. And these are the goings out of the city on the north side, 4,500 measures. And at the east side, 4,500, and 3 gates, and 1 gate of Joseph, 1 gate of Benjamin, 1 gate of Dan. And at the south side, 4,500 measures, and 3 gates, 1 gate of Simeon, 1 gate of Issachar, 1 gate of Zebulun. At the west side, 4,500, with their 3 gates, 1 gate of Gad, 1 gate of Asher, 1 gate of Naphtali. As for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and skill and all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. He answered and said, Lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the 4th is like the Son of God. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the 4 winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And 4 great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it 4 wings of a fowl. The beast had also 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. These great beasts, which are 4, are 4 kings which shall arise out of the earth. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and for it came up 4 notable ones toward the 4 winds of heaven. Now that being broken, whereas 4 stood up for it, 4 kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. And in the 24th day of the 1st month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, and when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken, and shall be divided toward the 4 winds of heaven, and not to his posterity, nor according to his dominion which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up even for others beside those. Thus saith the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Damascus, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron. Thus saith the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Gaza, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. Thus saith the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Tyrus, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom, and remembered not the brotherly covenant. Thus saith the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Edom, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he did pursue his brother with the sword, and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath for ever. Thus saith the Lord, For 3 transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have ripped up the women with child of Gilead, that they might enlarge their border. Thus saith the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Moab, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. Thus saith the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Judah, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have despised the law of the Lord, and have not kept his commandments, and their lies cause them to err, after the which their fathers have walked. Thus saith the Lord, For 3 transgressions of Israel, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes, the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. In the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. And again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month Sivat, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, Then lifted I up mine eyes, and saw, and behold, 4 horns. And the Lord showed me 4 carpenters. Ho, ho, come forth, and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. And the angel answered and said unto me, These are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. And are there the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many baskets ye took up? And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took he up? And they said, 7. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made 4 parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. And God spake on this wise, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and that they should bring them into bondage, and entreat them evil 400 years. Heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been, a great sheet knit at the 4 corners, and let down to the earth. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the 9th hour I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by 4 corners, and it came even to me. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years, until Samuel the prophet. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. Do therefore this that we say to thee, we have 4 men which have a vow on them. Art not thou that Egyptian which before these days madest an uproar, and leddest out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers? Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern, and wished for the day. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And when he had taken the book, The four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And after these things I saw 4 angels standing on the 4 corners of the earth, holding the 4 winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the 4 angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, And I heard the number of them which are sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the 4 beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, And the 6th angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the 6th angel which had the trumpet, Loose the 4 angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the 4 angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the 3rd part of men. And the 24 elders, which sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces, and worshipped God, saying, And I looked, and lo, a Lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the 4 beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song, but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. And one of the 4 beasts gave unto the 7 angels 7 golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth for ever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. Go out to deceive the nations which are in the 4 quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel.